It is Rewind, Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan to chat about Crystal Palace. Two Crystal Palace games from the past. Liverpool win them both. The first one we're going to talk about is on September the 9th of December in 2023. Liverpool go to Crystal Palace. They go 1-0 down to a Mateta penalty. Mo Salah scores in the 76th minute. And then it is Harvey Elliott who finds his way through this to score in 90+1. This is the... I'll run through the team actually, Dan, before we get stuck in. It's Alisson Becker in goal, Shimikas at left back, Van Dijk and Kwanzaa, Alexander Arnold right back, Endo, Szoboszlai, and Gravenberch the midfield, Diaz, Nunez, and Salah are the front three. The subs all the way through the game. Endo comes off for Joe Gomez at half time, Cody Gakpo and Konate come on 57, and Jones and Elliott crucially come on 74 for Szoboszlai and Nunez. The Palace side, Johnston in goal with Klein, Anderson, Gehi, and Ward. Chris Richards as well in there. Palace almost certainly playing a back three under Roy Hodgson as manager. Lerma, Hughes, Schlupp, Ayew, and Odson Edouard, and Mateta comes on at half time. When people, Liverpool supporters, at the minute, at the time that we record this, Dan, Crystal Palace find themselves 17 games unbeaten in all competitions. They are a formidable outfit. There was always a sense, though, that Palace was a difficult place to go, and then the cold light of day, you'd see that a lot of big sides won there. But this was the quintessential game of ultimately going to Palace, going to Selhurst Park, going through an absolute roller coaster, being worked to death, but still coming out with the points. There's loads of versions of this that every big side in the country's had across the last 5, 6, 7 years, but this one's almost the purest example of it.
Yeah, not to mention getting Andrew Madlead all over the place as well, which comes into it in a very big way. But no, you're totally right. This game, I mean, it's not even 2 years old, and it feels like, given the sort of context and the stories around certain players, and like you just mentioned around Palace and what they are now,